The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
God dang it.
What?
Just put both lips on the microphone.
Ew.
Worst time to do it. You know what I mean?
Horrible time.
God.
Hate when I do that. Usually it's the top lip. I'm like, I go in, I'm like, okay, time to sign on. I'm going to say good morning. Oh, top lip right
it
on
happens.
There. But both and the tongue? Well, and my tonsils? What am I doing where it's hitting my tonsils?
That's Steve.
You have coronavirus for sure.
No, what? You did disinfect it.
Yes.
Thank you, Natasha.
Stop.
You know what? Let's just sign on. Good morning.
Okay.
Hey. Hi, Selena.
Hi, JV.
Hi, Graham.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Selena, I am just asking. Don't get upset.
Okay.
Don't grab your pen and scribble all hard. I'm just asking, are you going to talk about Justin Bieber's new tour being downgraded?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just asking.
Pick up your pen and scribble.
Were you?
Did you hear about that, Graham?
No.
Well, if you were,
I hear about it.
Yeah.
So no one's buying his tickets.
Really?
Yes. And he put out that whole thing on YouTube. You know that was a move to get everyone excited. I'm going to do a sale here.
Yes.
A big, you know, on sale tour. Buy up the tickets and people aren't buying them.
The excuse that they're using is that when he announced the tour, you know, it was before the coronavirus panic. So he announces the tour tickets. You know, everybody's
really?
Talking about it supposedly. 3 days later, coronavirus hits and people in, you know, some of the smaller markets around the country weren't buying tickets because nobody wants to get coronavirus. So
that's what they're saying.
What they're saying.
Well, could that be it? Could that be the reason that he's not selling?
Or, I mean, do you remember when everybody was supposed to retweet his thing? And if it got a certain number of retweets, he was going to drop his album. And it didn't even, not even close.
Maybe not
it.
The same Bieber, I guess.
Maybe the demand just
isn't there.
But that's shocking. Like, who doesn't like Yummy? Well, you know what I mean? Like, I thought Bieber was back.
Maybe because he got married. So he's...
Oh, off the market.
Yeah.
Girls were going there thinking they'd be the one. Row R. This section 148 to marry him.
Everyone has a chance.
No, they don't.
They don't.
No, they don't.
No, you don't. Selena, you should talk about this in trending coming up. Like
you really should.
We could really dig into it and throw out our theories.
Yeah. It's okay. I'll do it 7:55.
Yeah, people will forget by then.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping
for. Did I hear this before? No, you didn't.
Okay, so you guys know White Claw?
Yes.
That drink? Of course you do, Graham. So they've announced three new flavors, tangerine, watermelon, and lemon.
Yum! Not the lemon, though.
Okay, I have an unpopular opinion.
It's a girl drink. I haven't tried it yet. I want to, but why are you that pumped up?
I love the claw.
You do?
I love a good White Claw.
I want to try it, but is it traditionally for ladies?
Well, it's not the manliest of, you know, drinks. It's not like going into a bar and ordering a Boilermaker, like, you know, a shot of Jameson or something, whiskey. You know, it's a little fruitier summer beverage, but man, they're tasty.
I don't like them.
What?
You don't?
I feel like I'm the only person who doesn't like White Claw.
I have another question. White Claw, isn't that for basics?
Yeah.
It is. It's for basics.
It's a pretty basic bitch
basic
thing.
Basic B thing.
Wait, they're so good.
Is that liquor?
Barely. It's like water.
Oh, they hardly put any in there?
No, it's the same. It's the 5% probably or something. Same thing. You know, that's more alcohol than a beer. Like a Bud Light.
Oh.
Some beers have more, obviously.
Can I slam an entire can?
Yes.
You could definitely.
Because it tastes like nothing.
Would I want to fight someone afterwards?
After you drink about 12 of them, like me, you and I go out and just start fighting people, flipping over cars.
Graham, do you get that way if you're really drunk? It'd be down for a fight. If it goes down, I'm in.
Well, you get more down for a fight the more you drink, especially.
At this age, you shouldn't.
No, of course not. You should never get in a fight.
But that never goes away, right?
Well, for me, it doesn't. Natasha, you know, in our garage... You have to get off the street to go into our garage. So you're going to be on the sidewalk for just a second as the garage is opening. You cannot sit on the street. You have to get on the sidewalk. This guy comes by on his stupid bike on the sidewalk. Our car is on the sidewalk, he punches the car. I get it.
No.
Are you serious? Yes. The new yellow Mercedes?
And I am out of the car immediately. We have people in the car with us. So Natasha's like, no, babe. I'm like, hey. Bro, mother!
Oh my God!
Did he keep on punch someone's car?
I agree. Did he keep on pedaling?
Of course he did, little biatch.
After he saw you get out of the car, or was he just pedaling regardless?
Oh, he was going to be a little biatch regardless. He just punched and then keep going. Never looked back.
I don't think he punched it. I think he tapped it like
no,
a tap.
He punched it like to let us know. I'm a cyclist on the sidewalk, and your car shouldn't be pulling into your own garage.
I hate that.
Oh, my God.
If you are riding your bike on a sidewalk, you lose all cyclist privileges.
Thank you.
You're a pedestrian. You're supposed to be walking your bike on the sidewalk.
Graham, someone for like 2 months was writing the code in chalk on our sidewalk. They would write big, no bicycles, code, you know, hashtag 4178- to let these cyclists know that we're coming down the sidewalk. They don't care.
They don't care. They only want to enforce the rules when
it's in their favor.
But when the rules are, you know, hey, a stop sign, they don't stop at those. They blow right through them.
Would you jump out of your car if someone just, it's a car. It's just knuckles on a car. But still, keep your hands to yourself. Graham,
yeah.
We're supposed to be older, more mature now. But if you're just pulling into your own garage and someone came by and punched your car being a D, would you jump out and say something? Or do you just go, oh it's no big deal?
No, you jump out. That happened to me in the city one time.
It did?
In a crosswalk. There was nobody coming. Nobody. There were no pedestrians. So I pulled into the crosswalk to make a right turn.
Yeah.
And there's some guy. He comes. He's like running out for a jog. So I guess I should have spotted him from a block away as he's sprinting up the hill. And he runs up and clocks the I thought he was going to punch it straight through. He hit it so hard. I got out of the car and did some yelling. And he just kept running. He didn't even look back.
You did? I can't picture Graham getting out of his car and yelling.
I wouldn't be able to take you seriously.
Well,
I'd be afraid of JV, but
I just yell and scream like I do on the air. It's all false. It's all false.
It's
you know,
false
advertising. Nothing behind it.
I will down your neck. I will take you to the iHeart garage.
You come back here. I swear to God, I will jam my fist so far through your face it'll come out.
This guy's like, what?
And, our boss said, you know, no yelling, no noise.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I'll jam my fist right down your neck hole and reach around there and punch it the sides and the insides are going
to
come out.
Graham still has to do the bit, but he'll do it differently. If you're wondering what we're talking about, our boss comes to us with new research. People don't like the yelling and screaming.
They
so, Graham, what would you do to this guy?
Oh, I would have jammed my fist so far through his face, my fist would have come out the backside of his head.
A little softer.
His eyeballs would have been hanging off the end. Then I would have ripped his skull right off and down his empty neck hole. I would have pulled down my pants and taken a number two and smashed it down in there, right down all the way into his lungs and mixed it around. And then I would have wiped a bus seat nearby, got some coronavirus and dabbed it right across his eyeballs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Once again, the weekend, Wild 94.9, what's going on? It is the JV Show. Happy Monday to you. Every Monday, we bring photos from home. We're each going to describe them. We want you to vote for your favorite. Really quick, Natasha, especially you. Yeah, you're on the internets a lot. Is there any way to find out who's cheating, who's doing this? Natasha will put up the poll, and I'll go in. Sometimes I'm the first one there, and I'll honestly look at all three. I'd say about 50% of the time I vote for myself. There have been times I vote for you guys.
Really?
Regardless, yeah.
That's nice.
Regardless, you look at the photos and then you vote. But as soon as I vote, it sends it out to my Twitter followers. And someone, it's within a millisecond that they vote for Selena. They're not even looking at the photos. They're just going, Selena vote. Like, can we find out who that is? Because that's not what we're trying to do.
I don't think you can tell on...
You can't tell who's voting?
Not on... Because we had to go back to the Twitter poll, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're back on the Twitter voting. So no way to find out.
Well, the FBI can do it. We'll send them the over the IP addresses and they'll track them
it's
down.
It's got
we'll
to be something we can do.
Take down the door.
Yeah.
But why do we want to get them in trouble? Let them continue voting.
I'm just kind of curious
voting
who
for their
it
favorite?
Is. You know, if this person... I mean, you know, they're acting like they're a friend of mine. They're a Twitter follower.
Yeah.
They're not on Twitter to talk to you, Selena. You're never on there.
Yeah.
So they're acting like my friend. Probably not.
Maybe they see Wild tweet the poll that
no,
we put
it's
on our
I
page.
Vote. It's right after I vote. They instantly give you a vote to like offset mine. To like take my vote out or something.
I think you just think that they're doing that.
Because
when you vote, that's when people are voting. So, and Selena normally has a really good photo. So I can see why people
I guess the other question I wanted to ask is, before you guys describe yours, you didn't do kids and dogs again, right? Because we wanted to, like, you know, bring that down a little bit.
Well, I didn't do kids dogs. I just did kids.
Well, I mean, kids or dogs.
Okay,
You guys are doing that every single weekend.
Well, you know, that's...
Not every
you
single
know,
time.
My
whole
life.
Okay.
What do you
like
got, Selena? Your photo?
I got a kid and a dog.
That's smart. Nice.
I mean, we was a big moment. Our new dog got his first stroller ride, a doggy stroller.
Does he like the stroller?
No, he wanted to get out and just run around and play with other dogs.
He's like, no thanks.
Yeah,
so it's just the photo.
That's my photo.
It.
Yeah, gotcha. Kiana did push him around for a little bit.
All right, Graham, your photo.
Mine's a picture of baby Quinn. She's now 6 months old, and that's when they kind of give you the green light to start giving him food. So we gave her her first taste of solid food this weekend. So this is her eating some sweet potatoes.
Very cute. That's gross, though, all over her mouth.
Well, that's
I think it's cute.
No, she's cute. She's adorable. The food on her mouth is gross.
I think the food is adorable.
It's funny when you give them a bite because they're so excited by the taste of it and they love it, but they don't know how to move food through their mouth.
Oh, so
to,
it just swallow spreads.
So like they'll kick it all over the place. Oh. They're so pumped up to have some, but they just don't know how it works yet.
That makes sense. All right, and then my photo is Natasha and I out for dinner. I'm a changed man in 2020.
What are you guys eating? What is that?
I don't even know what it is.
It looks like...
We've done another dinner where they just bring you the course out and they explain it. We're going to talk about this later.
What? Is that a piece of beef jerky on a plantain?
They come out and explain it.
Side of a dab of chips floating around and some chicken broth.
Welcome to the new San Francisco restaurants. We're going to talk about one later because Gaga was here in the city.
Yeah.
Eating at a restaurant like that. I want to bring a chef on and see if they can explain. I'll like read off what the items are and see if someone can explain. We ate everything. It was wonderful. I don't know what any of it is.
You don't ask?
No. Well, you're going to sit there and ask?
Yes. I feel like an idiot because there's
a bunch of other people that, you know, seem to know what they're doing at this restaurant. I'm so out of place there.
Yeah. No, I hate asking. If you don't, you know, sounds like some fancy
name. I'm not
going to
be an idiot.
What is the, blah, 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 you know, I don't want to ask. You pretend like you know. Cultured?
So, Selena, you would go into one of these fancy restaurants and go, what is this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So, a medical studies company is offering people $4,550 to get infected with the coronavirus, then live at their lab for 2 weeks.
What? Only $4,500? What?
Would you get infected for $4,550?
No.
Would you be mad if you turned it down and then you got it 3 days later?
Yes.
Yes. Because I could have been getting paid.
And like when they say 75% of us are going to end up getting it, maybe take your money.
So you would do it?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No. But so, everything has a price.
Yeah. What's the price? Did someone just give it to you right now? I mean, give it to you.
$100,000.
$100,000. I'll do it for less than that.
I'll do it for $100,000.
I'll do it for...
Would you do it for $10,000?
Take the coronavirus right now. I'd do it for $20,000.
I'll start a GoFundMe right now. All I'll get it to you by tomorrow.
I'm in. By the way, if you want the Rona, you can go to flucamp.com. They're taking applications right now.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
So I don't know who these experts are that are trying to convince us that reading before bed is really good for like stress and stuff like that. But according to them, it can boost your mood, enhance cognitive skills, decision making, consolidate memories. And they're saying it's a great way to give your mental health a big boost, reading every night before you go to sleep. Would you guys pick up this new before bed habit?
Oh, I do it. I read some tweets before I go to bed.
Not the same. That doesn't count.
That only gets you riled up.
Well, that's as far as I'm going.
It'll help you fall asleep faster.
Oh, yeah. If I get through 3 lines of a book, I am done. I'm so bored. I'm going to sleep.
See, I enjoy reading, nerd alert, but I can't. I'm so tired that I get so frustrated that I'll read half a page, and then the next night I have to come back and read that same half a page.
Yeah.
And I bend the page, you know, you bend the corner of the page so you remember
you've been
you
on it a week.
And then I come back and read the same over and over. I get nowhere. I can't finish. I don't have time to read a whole chapter. I'll fall asleep.
Who are these people that have time to read a book? Oh, I'm reading a book. How? You don't have work and kids and all kinds of stuff you're taking care of. You're sitting there reading a book.
Well, I mean, they probably use like the time that we use for TV time is like their reading time.
They're probably looking at me like, who has time to sit there and watch 15 reality shows? Good point there, Selena.
All right. Country star Dolly Parton was interviewed on 60 Minutes Australia over the weekend where she said she's got no plans to retire anytime soon, despite the fact that she just turned 74 years old. Oh. She said for her 75th birthday, she wants to be on the cover of Playboy again. She said she's still got it. She's got good doctors, good makeup, good lighting.
She does look great.
And she said she points to the fact that her boobs are, quote, still the same.
Mm.
Would you guys take a peek at a 75-year-old Dolly Parton if she stripped it down for Playboy?
Oh, so she's on the inside as well. She's not just
Well, I don't know if she's going to do that part, but if let's she just did, say
right.
that, you know, if she wants to do the full Playboy experience.
Oh,
I would.
I don't
I'm curious.
Know.
Yes, you would.
Would you do a pre-airbrush?
No.
Okay,
well, yeah, I would. Yes. Yeah, I still would.
Yes, you would.
I still would.
You'd want to see a pre-airbrush?
Yeah.
Just more out of curiosity, you know? Yeah, than anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't.
By the way, is Playboy back to nude now? Because I thought they changed. They're not doing nudity anymore.
Yeah. I thought they were getting rid of the entire thing and just going all online. Does she not know?
Maybe
she...
Dolly Parton doesn't know.
It's Playboy online, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or do they still make a couple of magazines, Natasha? Do you know?
I think so.
Yeah, a lot of these places, I don't. They'll still print a few that are at your grocery store. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Well, your liquor store with
subscribers, maybe.
Yeah, I guess there are people still collecting it and still. Anyway, so you guys would give it a look.
Oh yeah, why not?
You know, if she wants to be nude, you know she looks good, or else she wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
She has to look good.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Well, looking good's subjective, though.
Yeah, yeah. For 75, you look great.
75-year-olds, right. But yeah,
I'm sure like 60-year-olds are like, what? Man, she looks really good. By the way, Selena, are you doing this story later of Madison Beer?
No.
Okay. How old is she?
Let me see.
I read
She's
something
young.
That her nudes leaked.
Yes.
But and I swear to God, I was about to search and then I was like, wait a minute.
No, she's over 18.
How old is
for
she?
Sure.
Oh,
she's 21.
I also felt like it's wrong because, you know, like someone's being violated and their pictures are out there. Would you go search? I was going to. I was kind of curious and then I didn't.
See, I only do this. Because it's part of my job, I like to think.
Oh, stop it.
It is.
I like to think.
Yes. I can't come up here talking about it without having seen the photos.
So have you seen them? You saw Madison Beer's nudes?
Oh, not yet.
You haven't?
Not yet.
You want to just look really quick?
Let me just see what Madison Beer...
Oh,
well, let me just see what she looks like, first of all.
She's so pretty.
She's really pretty.
I'll search them out.
Yeah, I'm not going to just search anyone.
Oh, I search anyone.
Oh, you don't like this, Natasha? We shouldn't be doing this?
This is sounding really bad.
Okay, yeah. No, I would never do that. Disgusting.
Yeah, yesterday was International Women's Day. How dare we?
That's why I said, Selena, tell me. I'm not going to look.
Yeah, you guys make me sick.
I'll let you know when I find them.
All right, you're going to work.
I'm searching.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Lady Gaga, Wild 94.9. It is the JV Show. All right, so to more Corona then? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
More Corona.
So despite warnings to avoid large crowds, obviously you don't want to catch the Rona.
Right.
Warriors fans, they were still out Chase Center Saturday as they played the 76ers. They did win, but still, like, I was on Instagram and I was watching my sister's story. Why was my sister there? Like, you're a nurse. You should know about all the risks. Like, you can't be getting the Rona and then taking it back to different patients and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, like, there was a lot of fans out there.
It was packed.
Yep.
Packed. Would you guys go to a sporting game right now? I wouldn't go anywhere near that.
I personally would not. I'm not going to judge people for going, though. It's one of those things, again, we don't know enough about, and people are in different spots on the scale about how they feel about it and living their life. So I wouldn't, though.
I mean, I get it. They were hoping to see Steph, but...
Yeah. And Steph has the flu, right?
Yeah, he didn't play. I'm getting to that point where right now I'd probably... avoid it. But if somebody was like, hey, you want to sit courtside at the Warriors?
Courtside, yeah.
I'm in.
And then you're like in the front, so everyone's coughing on your shoulder.
Perfect.
Right. They're going all forward with it, and it's on your head. There's like an inch thick layer of
better
corona
there than into
your
eyeballs.
Hair.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to turn around and look up at something and catch one in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't say that.
I think I can.
Okay.
By the way, I think this has circulated way beyond what we think, and I think I might have gotten it. Like that time I was really sick.
Yeah.
Let me read. Anytime there's a new story out, doctors, research, whatever, read the hundreds of comments underneath. Here's what some people are saying. Someone says, I was sick an entire calendar month back in December, and the doctors didn't know what it was since I didn't have pneumonia and I didn't have the flu. I think this has been around for a while, and they weren't identifying it. Someone else said, me too. They're in a discussion. This person said, yeah, I did steroids, inhaler. Mine went straight to my chest. I had no stuffy nose symptoms. I lost my voice for a couple of days.
That's you.
That was me.
Right. But we don't know that person
We'll go through some more. We don't know. But these are people going to the doctor and they're saying, you don't have the flu. And they're like, well, I'm exhausted. Like, and I have all the flu symptoms. They're like, yeah, but we tested you. You don't have the flu. This next person, it would be naive of us to think It hasn't been here since December. Given how many people travel to China, many people probably already had it in the form of a cold, like a really bad one, and just didn't know it. They're saying there's no way that this story broke in China and we're like waiting, waiting, waiting. There's millions of people going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's already in the community.
Well, especially knowing what we know now and how long the incubation period is, that some people don't show symptoms and some don't show up for 2 weeks. Yeah, there's not like that one. We didn't have one person go to the hospital in China and like, oh my God, this person's got this new thing. We've never seen it. No, there were probably thousands
everywhere.
Of people that had already gotten sick. And yes, there's an incredible amount of international travel.
Next person. I'm convinced that I had the coronavirus in late January. I live in Georgia. Felt like the flu, except horrible chest pain. The worst cough I've ever had. Bad respiratory problems. Negative for flu and bronchitis. No one can convince me otherwise. By the way, these comments are by the hundreds, if you'll just go read them. I got a flu shot. This person says, I live in Northern California. I got a flu shot, and then I got the flu twice. It's some of the worst that I've ever had to deal with. I went and got tested. Only thing it wasn't the flu. I know I had the coronavirus. My wife, same thing.
Wow.
Next person, just to add my 2 cents here, I've never had a flu shot and I've never had the flu until this year, except it wasn't the typical flu. I was sick for a month and a half, constantly coughing, exhausted, in bed for days. I thought I had kicked it, and then it comes back and kicks my ass again. I think it's been out amongst us, but they don't even have enough tests to test everyone. Nope. And most people are not going to the hospital. They're dealing with it. And then we also had a spike in flu deaths. Maybe that wasn't the flu. Maybe what we're dealing with is a lot of us.
Yeah.
And I think I had some form of it. I honestly do, considering how goddamn sick I was.
Is there a way?
Is
there a test where you can see if you had it, or do you have to like actively have it to get tested and for it to show up?
Oh, send that to Graham. What do you
Graham.
Know?
Well, I'm not a doctor. I just play one on this show, and I have no idea to that question.
Because I want to know now.
I would think that it would... You know, need to be present and active for the current
test,
you know, for them to see it. But it also, you know, viruses stay in your system.
And Natasha still has like the chest, you know, like it hurts in her chest. She's like done with it. She feels like.
But wouldn't Graham and I have gotten it then?
I don't necessarily think so.
Again, you know, those of us with champion strong, you know, immune systems,
right.
We can fend it off.
I mean, I've gone years without getting any flu or getting any cold or whatever. And I'm sure I was around you when you were getting sick and stuff.
Yeah.
And it didn't transmit. I don't think it always transmits. You know, sometimes you don't get it.
Yeah.
But I definitely think it's amongst the public way beyond what we think. And I'm not positive. I think I might have gotten it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Just reading what these people are saying, and a lot of it matches up with my symptoms. I'm like, oh, I had that same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, you know, we're getting more and more of these community spread cases where people don't know where they got it from, that points to the fact that there are way more people out there.
I'm kidding.
I don't want this.
I'm good.
But I do feel better if you did have it. Like, it makes me feel a little bit better that you got it and you're, like, you're fine now. You know?
I hope that I did, because whatever that was that I was dealing with, to now turn around and get something like that. I mean, I don't need the coronavirus following me, you know, or I don't need a follow-up of the coronavirus after what I went through. I hope I did get it, honestly.
I
processed and I'm done.
Isn't your system stronger because you got sick so many times?
I hope so. Usually that's the case for me. If I get sick, then I don't get sick for a long time. You got something, though, Graham, to throw in?
Yeah.
More corona.
I saw that Costco suspending the free food samples, the best thing ever at Costco. The part of the reason that we all go to Costco, because of the coronavirus. They want to, you know, not have people touching and sharing things and eating snacks, and they've done away with it.
I haven't done that since I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
This makes me so sad.
I don't
love
the
Costco.
You guys like the samples?
Yes. That's
but
the whole point.
Do you ever feel guilty? I don't know. I feel guilty about too much stuff. I'm like on the third one, and I have no intentions on buying any of it, so I just feel wrong.
I mean, I just take one.
I mean, a sample is like, let me sample that. If you in your mind know you're not going to buy it, why are you sampling? I just feel wrong.
I'm sampling because I'm starving.
Yes.
Right.
That's going to keep me from buying everything in the store if I can, you know,
get enough
get
samples.
Full. Right. Yeah. If you can get your lunch there, right. Why would you go over to the lunch counter?
I mean, I think probably, you know, the return rate on me actually buying what they've been sampling is probably, 1%. I've probably only bought something, you know, sampling like one time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's it's a sample. It's for you to try to see if you like it.
It's like a Costco staple.
No, I know. It's my own little issue. Yeah. I just feel like I feel wrong. I feel like they're looking at me like, you're not even going to try this. Or you're not going to buy this. I mean, you had one more thing, Graham. We'll make it quick.
Yeah, I saw Elon Musk tweeted over the weekend something to the effect. He just tweeted like, the coronavirus panic is dumb. I may be, you know, paraphrasing that a little bit. But it got a huge amount of, you know, traction online. Millions of people liked it. It sparked a huge debate about whether or not, you know, the coronavirus panic is dumb and silly. And, you know, I kind of thought, you know, you see all these people rushing out and fighting over toilet paper in stores and the shelves cleared out. Like, to me, a lot of that stuff
that is stupid
is silly. But, you know, I kind of keep coming back to the math on this. And Selena bashed me on Friday saying she couldn't keep up with this math. So I'll try to just lay it out.
Okay. Please dumb it down.
Very simply. But they say, you know, a lot of the models say 75% of the world's population will get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say 75% of the world's population, that's about 5.75 billion people. Selena, okay. Are you still with me?
Yes.
I was going to say, she's already gone.
I know. If the fatality rate is 1%, now they say right now
it's about 3.
It's over 3%, yeah. But the number will probably come down.
Okay.
If it's 1%, for the sake of argument, that's 57 million people who will die from it. That's a big number.
That
right
is.
Now, you know, they have it over 3%. If it was 3%, 173 million people would die for it.
Here's what I don't get is people getting mad about the information and people talking and sharing and we're trying to learn and, you know, reports coming out. Well, just shut up about the coronavirus. No, if it's helping people to stay home and reminding them to wash their hands and if some people want to avoid big crowds, that will help quite a bit. You could save millions of lives. I don't get people being so angry about the information that's coming out and people discussing.
Maybe they're just overwhelmed. It is a lot.
But just keep it to yourself then. You can take a break from your own Twitter or wherever you're getting all the information. Take a break. But don't get angry at the rest of the people talking and sharing information and learning this and reading reports and speculating. They're just being human beings.
Yeah. I mean, and there's always an element to these things being built up in the media and, you know, that's what sells news stories, you know, is the fear and the panic and stuff like that. You know, and at the same time, you know, some young people that have no underlying health conditions, you don't need to be running out. You need to be washing your hands, sure, but you don't need to be running out and clearing out stores of toilet paper and stuff. So some of that, you know, and Lysol
wipes.
That's
dumb.
Some of that stuff is dumb. But if you're a person that does, you know, we have a family friend, you know, she's a perfectly healthy person. She has a blood condition where her body doesn't really make white blood cells. That's what fights infection. This is incredibly panicking to her. It's incredibly scary because if she did get it,
by the way,
she would die.
I'm just interested by, you know, we're not going to get into all of it, but like there's so much more information that's come out that it's really interesting. Like we're going to talk about LeBron James, 705. Like there's so many things connected to it that I find it really interesting. But people that get mad, like everyone just needs to stop talking about it. I don't know. I just disagree with it.
Maybe just for some people, they want to because it's kind of stressful when you think about it too much. Maybe they just would rather be ignorant.
Smoke a blunt and just ride
just
with
chill
it.
Out.
All right, Selena, what do you got trending?
I have an update on Nicki Minaj's husband who was arrested last week. I'll give you that update coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, man. I don't know if I share this here. Leaked documents from the American Hospital Association.
I'm interested.
You have to.
All right. Shows hospitals are preparing for 96 million Americans getting infected, 4.8 million needing hospitalization, 480,000 deaths.
Ooh.
A leaked document.
That's scary.
What? Woo. Yeah, it is.
Hottest things.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending brought to us by Santa Clara University's Levy School of Business. Learn more at scu.edu/business. So I have your update on Nicki Minaj's husband. Last week we talked about Nicki's man. His name is Kenneth Petty. He was arrested for failing to register as a sex offender after moving here to California from New York. So he did go to court last week and the charges were actually dismissed by the LA County DA only because he's facing similar charges in federal court. So he's not like off the hook. He's facing federal charges still. Nicki is reportedly standing by her man, despite how embarrassing this is for her. I keep seeing that this dude is facing like 10 years.
Wow. What do you mean standing by her man? Does she make public statements.
She did not, but that's that's what sources are saying, that Nikki's
standing by him.
She has her husband's back.
Right. Standing by him, like not in any photos with him, kind of in the backyard when he's in the house.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And not publicly saying
that. Yeah,
I'm
not going to post anything about
him. Like completely away from him, 100%.
Yeah, but just by not leaving him, I guess.
Right.
Standing by her man.
Gotcha. Just that she hasn't made an announcement. She's leaving. That means she's standing with him.
Exactly. Okay. So Cardi B got a warning from the FTC. This is over one of those tea detox companies, or sorry, detox tea, whatever they're called. There's this company called Teamy Blends. All the celebs endorse their detox tea. Kylie's done it. Kim K's done it. Cardi B is a current endorser. Well, the Federal Trade Commission just ordered that this tea company pay $1 million because their endorsers misled customers. So they fired off a warning to like 10 different celebrities and influencers. Cardi B was one of them. Apparently, her posts were deceptive because she did not disclose that it was a paid ad. You're supposed to put like hashtag ad or hashtag sponsorship or whatever, which I hate, but...
I mean, don't we all know now when you're peddling tea?
Yeah.
That's kind of a giving.
It's
given,
so
right?
obvious.
You're on Instagram talking tea. We know it's an ad.
Yeah, but she's in trouble. They wanted to fine the company like $15 million at first, but they reduced it to just one.
$1? Oh, good.
Million.
Oh. So that's the fine they're going to get? $1
million? Yeah.
This is a rich company, though, to pay all these influencers.
Yes.
I mean, they're on everyone's Instagram.
Yeah, they have to. That's what I was thinking. Like, I'd love to see the books on this company or what their valuation is. Because, yeah, for Cardi B to do a post or something, like, they're spending probably $1 million right there. They're handing out $1 million in a fine. Plus, they have all these other celebrity...
Who's buying all this
millions
tea?
Millions of dollars are they spending in marketing?
Yeah, they are. They have to be making gazillions. That means all kinds of people are like, I'll take another big box of it. Give me a pallet of that tea. Cleanse me again.
I personally wouldn't buy it because I don't understand. I don't know how effective that is. But what they're saying is there are a lot of younger, impressionable girls, young women who see someone like Cardi B or their favorite influencer posting it, and they do go out and buy it.
Wow. And do you really need a detox at 17?
No, you don't.
I hope not.
You haven't even wrecked your system yet.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you got?
The Elk Grove School District, which is the largest in Northern California and the fifth largest in the entire state, announced over the weekend they're going to be closing schools this week because of the coronavirus. A family whose students are in the district had to be quarantined after they tested positive for it. So the school district decided to close all 42 elementary schools, 9 middle schools, and 9 high schools, which serve more than 63,000 students. The school cancellation affects not only classes, but also sports. One of the high school basketball teams there had to forfeit their game on Saturday in the state semifinals.
That sucks.
A lot of the senior players were really upset that that was how their school basketball careers ended, on a forfeit.
Why couldn't they just play, like, I don't know, sanitize their hands, let them play, but maybe not have the crowd, like, you know,
like make it like a no fan
game. Doing that for a lot of events
and I think
not having the crowd there.
Less even an issue of having the fans there, it's more that all school employees, everybody doesn't work right now. So I'm wondering if coaches and staff and everything.
But the coaches would show up. They made it this far. They would make it to the game for them. That's horrible.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous they didn't let them play. They're in the state semifinals.
Thank you.
Let them play one more game, two more games, you know.
You guys have kids. How do you feel about closing down schools?
I was just going to say, I saw like a blog over the weekend of a parent who, like, the schools are shut down. She still has to go to work.
Yeah.
And so I feel for all the parents that are in this situation. What do you do?
Well, stressful, because on such short, they announced this on Saturday, and now you've got to come up with a week of childcare, you know, to cover for
your
kids.
Yeah.
Plus, we're going to read an email from a mom later. She's like, this is ridiculous. I mean, kids, they're going to get sick. This is how we build immunities. Like, we're going to process this, the shutting down all schools. She's not happy about it.
Yeah. And what we've read is that it doesn't even affect kids
the way it'll affect
you know, someone older.
Right.
Yeah, and that, you know, the list of Bay Area schools that have been closing down is growing. Stanford announced they're going to switch to basically all online classes for the final 2 weeks of the quarter there.
Interesting. All right, and finally?
All right, Santa Clara now has 37 coronavirus cases after 5 more were confirmed yesterday. And with the outbreak growing, Santa Clara County health officials urged the public to stay away from large gatherings and sporting events. They called on employers and organizers to cancel any big events to limit the spread of the virus. One of those that they wanted, I think, to cancel was the San Jose Sharks. But the Sharks declined those recommendations. They went ahead and allowed fans to attend their games on Saturday and Sunday. Thousands of fans still showed up. Unfortunately, they got to watch the Sharks lose both of those games and, of course, spread the virus around amongst themselves. I think we're not too far off from seeing a lot of these games start to be played without fans.
Right. Interesting. All right. We'll continue to follow next on the... Oh, Selena,
yes.
Can you get the update ready on photos from home?
Yes.
We'll do that next. We got a couple of interesting things and we'll tell you something good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, first, Selena, to you.
Yes.
Photos from home. How are we doing with the voting?
Oh, okay, so you can go see these photos at thejvshow.com. Wow, they just updated. Okay, let me start with me because I'm in last place.
Okay.
I have 12% of the votes.
It's your daughter?
It's a
your
very
daughter,
sad day for...
Your daughter?
Yeah.
With the puppy in the stroller?
Yes,
you're in last place.
I thought it was cute. Graham is in second place with 28% of the votes.
Okay.
His daughter, Quinn, trying some solid food for the very
first time.
JV,
yeah?
You have 60% of the votes.
Nice. I needed a win.
You did.
I felt like I needed
it. I'm not mad at it. Yeah. A little bit, but...
You know? I'm not mad at it. I just hate
what
your guts. all right. So check out all the photos at thejvshow.com and then vote for your favorite. Natasha, during the last song, said, oh, I just got something interesting from Southwest. By the way, we do apologize if you're like sick of the coronavirus thing. We just thought this was interesting. They said what to you?
They said that they spent 6 to 7 hours cleaning their planes. At the end of the night. Hmm. 6 to 7 hours.
That's a deep clean.
I think that's all their planes. It was one person who spent 6 or 7 hours on all the planes. Yeah, but does that really matter if you're not scrubbing them between each flight? You know what I mean? I mean, if someone gets in there, coughs all over everything, and it's on the armrest, scrub it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if they ain't got time.
No,
you could be there between
flights.
On the next morning's flight, then
you're good. Yes, that's the time to take a flight.
Yes.
Graham, you were saying off the air as well, man, the flight industry.
Yeah.
They're in trouble right now.
Flights and hotels, all vacation stuff, cruises, obviously, but travel bookings are, they say people are still currently on trips right now because you book your vacations
in advance.
So people are traveling. We have a friend in Hawaii that works at a hotel, and they said, they're packed right now, but the upcoming bookings, looking ahead for the next couple months, it's empty. There's nobody.
And Natasha's like, should we book? I don't know. Do you? Like 2 months out? Is this thing going to be like a little relaxed by then? And now you're out. You're in the hotel by yourself.
Even if everyone is infected, no one is at the hotel. So we're not going to catch anything if no one is there.
I don't know. It still seems sketch.
You could really haggle right now, though.
I know.
Well, they'll pay you to go on vacation, I think, right now.
Is there
so cheap.
A way to get there without the plane? Oh, yeah. The Princess Cruise.
Oh, yeah. They'd be happy to take you.
All right. One other thing related to the coronavirus. I do apologize. So the NBA is telling the teams, prepare. You might be playing games without fans. This might be necessary. As you know, in Europe, they're already doing this. They're playing games without fans. The league circulated a memo to everyone on Friday that it might happen. LeBron was asked about this, and he is not having it. Quote, play games without the fans? Nah, that's impossible. I ain't playing if I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's who I play for. I play for my teammates and the money, and I play for the fans and the money. And that's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and there's no fans there, I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do.
Wow.
What do you do if you're the NBA and your biggest player is saying that? If you do that, I'm not playing. Do you go, okay, scrap the memo?
Yes.
Sorry, LeBron. No, I think
what do you do in that case?
I don't know. I respect what he's doing, but if you cared about your fans, you'd want them to not get coronavirus all being packed into that arena.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I mean, you have to, at the end of the day, you have to look out for fan safety above all else. And sorry, LeBron, you may, if you want to sit on the bench for your team's game, go for it. You know, your team might lose that night. You know, Lakers might lose that night without you, but...
You're making yourself look like a bigger crybaby than you already are.
We can't go to crowd shots. We just keep going to LeBron.
It would look so weird to see an NBA game with no fans.
I know.
Fans.
Right.
That would be really weird.
I just want to see what that looks like.
I know.
Come on, let's just do it. I know a lot of people are like, this is ridiculous. We should be able to choose. We'll go in and decide. And all the people that go in there, they understand I might get something close to a flu. I'll deal with that. I see where those people are coming from.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I would hate to be there. Like, that would be so awkward.
Yeah.
with no noise.
Oh, as a player?
As a player, as a, I don't know, a janitor, anybody. I would just hate to be there. It'd be so weird.
The janitor's like, wait, why am I here? Why am I cleaning? There's no cups. There's no... All right, Selena, you have something interesting?
Yes, and it's not coronavirus related, but it is
kind
of sickness related. Apparently, Amazon is working on a cure for the common cold. Wow. It's a top secret thing, or at least it was. And apparently, they've been at it for years. They have a whole team of scientists and technologists working away. They want to develop a vaccine. And they're not the only ones, by the way. Researchers at Stanford, they've also been working on a cure. They're working on a new approach that involves temporarily disabling a single protein inside our cells. Everybody knows what that means, obviously. Those researchers said that they were actually pretty close to coming up with a cure.
That would be amazing. No more colds?
I mean, that'd be awesome.
And Jeff would get a few more dollars if... You know, Amazon comes up with this.
Oh, yeah.
You know that when Jeff first started making money, he goes, I want you to work on something off to the side. Cure a cold. And he does that. If he's the answer for curing the cold, no one will ever touch him again, right? As far as...
No, that'd be worth an incredible amount of money.
Yes.
You worried that, you know, some new cold or, you know, like we're seeing some new virus will pop up and take its place. But it'd be nice for the next, you know, few years while we don't have to worry about it.
All right, the positive story is brought to us by Squeezed. Get to squeezed.com and get a juice cleanse on. Try a three-day cleanse. Graham, what do you got?
I got a really sweet story. A Humane Society in the greater Kansas City area. They've been searching for a forever home for a dog that they've had there. They've been searching for a long time. His name is Merrick. He's a big dog. They say he's got a lot of energy. And he was brought there as a rescue when he was just under 1 year old. Well, family after family came to adopt a dog there. And nobody ever took Merrick home.
Oh, no.
This Humane Society started doing everything they could to try to get him to be adopted, especially after, you know, a year passed and then 2 years. They put up a billboard. They started a social media campaign. That didn't seem to work initially, but finally, after 5 years, Merrick is now 6 years old. A family came and adopted him. They have other dogs that have tons of energy. They say they are perfect matches, and this will now be his forever home after 5 years, the longest shelter dog they've had.
Just got an update. They say he's got a bad attitude. Took him back.
Bringing him back.
Oh,
oh, come on.
No, it's a great story, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. The JV Show. Happy Monday. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Elise just hit me. Oh, please, LOL, JV, like you'd get a cold shot. You won't even get the flu shot, LMAO.
True.
That's a good point.
I never get the flu. I can't tell you when I've gotten the flu. I'm not sure I have. That's why I don't get it. But I do get a cold on occasion. I just had a pretty bad one. So cold shot, I'll get. Everyone's different. I'll get a cold shot.
Flu shot.
Selena, did you get your flu shot you promised to get?
No.
Then who are you to jump on the bandwagon with her? Oh, this is really interesting, guys. Oh, you ready for this?
Yes.
A British website called Which, they're kind of like our Consumer Reports. They asked experts which condiments you should store in the fridge and which ones should stay in the cupboard. You're going to be so mad. Or a lot of us. Are mad about this. The expert said ketchup should not go in the fridge.
I'll fight you.
It does.
Oh, I thought you were going to argue with it.
No, it has to be in the fridge.
Thank you.
Ketchup is the best cold.
I agree.
The article says, quote, there's no need to keep ketchup in the fridge. Not only does it contain vinegar, but tomatoes, they're naturally acidic, and this helps to preserve the product in room temperature conditions. Do not put it in the fridge. And some people online agreed. Oh, yeah, I keep mine in the cupboard. Let's open up the phone lines to see what kind of a sicko would do this that doesn't put it in the fridge. Like, you put it in the cupboard. Just, you know, like making my skin crawl thinking. Let me open up the phone lines. 888-333-9490. Is there anyone that does this? Yes.
You know who does that?
Who?
And people were so mad. Cardi B.
Cardi does that?
Yeah. She doesn't like her ketchup cold. She doesn't put it in the fridge.
Okay. I always come back to this, though, because every restaurant leaves it on the table. They don't put it in the fridge.
You're right. I've never thought of that.
Whenever you're at a burger place and
you grab it off the table.
You're grabbing that bottle. It's coming out warm. It's not cold. It was not in the fridge. It sat on that table for the week. They just keep refilling it.
For some reason, it doesn't taste that bad then.
I know. You don't worry about it then, but at home, I would never do it. It's weird.
Dude, I've never thought of that. At home, I just couldn't. I could not put it back in the cupboard. But yeah, it's always just sitting out on the table.
My mom will leave it out sometimes and like not put it in the fridge. And it's disgusting. I can't use it.
All right. We'll see if we get someone on that. All right. Here's a call coming. We'll talk to this sicko in just a second. Here's something else we can talk about. According to the National Sleep Foundation's annual sleep survey of America, the average person feels tired. Before I say how many times a week, Selena, how many days a week are you tired?
Seven.
Graham?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Every single day? Well, yes. Yeah, you guys have kids, so yeah. You can never catch up. You guys are going to hate me.
Don't.
I did it again.
No, you got another 15 hours of sleep?
Oh, that was just the first time.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
How?
I don't have kids, so I just sleep and sleep. So the average, a person feels on average tired 3 days a week.
Wow, must be nice.
Jeez, even so you don't ever, like, you don't ever catch up? You don't have one day to just kind of catch up? You're always in a state of being tired?
Last week, there was one day where I was like, I'm not that tired, but that's like very, very rare.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a full night's sleep on Saturday night this weekend, although we lost an hour there. So maybe I tricked myself into thinking that I slept 8 hours. But even if I slept 7 or 8 hours, I feel like I should be refreshed. Yesterday, I was the most tired I've been all day long, just walking around yawning, exhausted.
So you're always tired. Yes. You and Selena, always, every single day.
Always. Yes.
I couldn't live like that. I have to have one day where I know. You guys, I look so forward to that Friday or Saturday of just... And I have a very understanding wife. She's like, let's watch a movie. Okay, let's do it. And 10 minutes into it, I'm gone. She's not going to get upset. She'll let me go 15 hours straight. Don't you envy that?
I try that with my daughter, and she's constantly waking me up. Like, let me sleep.
Let's go to Donna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. We're talking about a couple of things. Are you calling about the ketchup or the sleep?
I'm calling about the ketchup.
All right. Talk to us. Tell me you don't put it in the cupboard.
We do it both ways. We're a family of seven.
Okay.
I'm dropping off my daughter.
Okay.
We're a family of seven, so half of us like it in the refrigerator only because the container says best use refrigerate after opening.
Oh, good. Yeah, it says it right there on the bottle, refrigerate.
It says on the refrigerate after opening. So some of us think we have to refrigerate it to keep it fresh. But like Graham said, you don't, because restaurants keep it on. And my husband hates cold ketchup. So why put cold ketchup, cold anything on something hot, like a french fry or a burger? So we put it in the fridge, we take it out of the fridge. We put it in the fridge, we take it out of the fridge.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Again, I'm thinking about, like, well, on a hot dog, I want some cold ketchup. But if I have one sometimes at the theater, I just haven't paid attention to this. It's just sitting warm in a packet, probably been sitting there for 2 months.
Yeah, or it's sitting in one of those pump dispensers.
Yeah,
you know,
right, yeah.
That's also been sitting there forever.
Right, not cold. Let's go to Joey. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. So,
hey,
go ahead.
How's it going?
Good. So, ketchup, how do you like it?
Ketchup. I think it doesn't matter. I usually put Tapatio in it anyways, but my kid thinks it has to be cold, even though at the restaurant he eats it when it's not cold.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you very much for the call. I think I just need to get over it. I mean, the thought of it being in a cupboard, it drives me nuts, but I think I need to get past this.
I can't.
It just doesn't matter.
I can't.
You can, because you do it.
No, I
You know
can't.
You have it while you're out.
No, I know, but now I feel like maybe restaurants are all wrong. If it says on the bottle to refrigerate, why aren't they refrigerating it?
By the way, you guys, one thing I can't get over, it's going to drive you nuts. Natasha has... Almost every time we order something, she goes, I just want pasta. I just want the simple kids plate. She's been getting the same little plate. Anytime we order anyway, she'll get a little pasta, and she is drowning it. There's more ketchup
That's disgusting.
In the pasta than pasta.
So gross.
Oh, the quit. Whole end of it is a pool of ketchup.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's disgusting. Is it Rara?
Yes, this is Rara.
Hi, Rara. So ketchup, do you put it back in the cupboard or in the fridge?
I mean, it depends on my preference. Sometimes on a burger, I definitely gotta have it cold.
Okay.
But on like french fries, it's gotta be warm. Just cause, you know, I mean, it depends on the person, how they like their ketchup to me.
Yeah.
I feel like some people like it cold, some people like it warm. And, you know, you can't argue that because people have their opinion.
Oh, we can. Oh, yes, we can. Now imagine having that. With your system where you're like, nope, on this I gotta have it cold, and then this I have to have it warm. That's a little too confusing.
Yeah, just cold at all times.
That's a little too much. Yeah, well, of course we feel like have it cold.
But again, I think about putting one of those big steak fries at a restaurant in it, and it's warm and it's delicious, and it doesn't bug me at all. Yeah. There, so
You know what's weird is that I never thought of that my entire life until you brought it up today.
All right.
I have to have cold ketchup until you reminded me. No, you don't. Magic Matt in the Mix. Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9 Magic Matt in the Mix right there. It is the JV Show. You know, every Monday we bring photos from home. We want you to check them all out at thejvshow.com. Vote for your favorite. What's going on, Selena?
Well, I am actually up.
Oh, good for you.
To a whole 15%. Okay. I'm in last place.
Yes.
Photo of my daughter and our dog. Mm-hmm. Graham, you are in second place. 31% of the votes.
Okay.
Picture of your daughter, Quinn. Mm-hmm. JV is still killing it. You have 54% of the votes currently.
All right.
You and your wife.
Natasha and I out to dinner. A new me. I promised to do more things with Natasha. Surprise dinner. Let's go.
Love it.
All right, this came from Stanford Hospital, a listener there. Hey, JV, wanted to share this with you and Natasha to hopefully put your minds at ease regarding your recent illness. The following paragraph came from someone at the board at Stanford Hospital. Quote, the new coronavirus may not show a sign of infection for many days. How can you know if you are infected? Taiwan experts provide a simple self-check. Here's what you guys do. You take a deep breath, okay. Go for it, and hold it for 10 seconds. If you can do this successfully without coughing, without discomfort, without stiffness or tightness, you're probably pretty good. So that's a good test for people to do. Okay. If I would have tried that while I was sick, I would definitely be coughing and I wouldn't be able to do it. And Natasha tried that last night. Not to scare you guys, but it hurt her chest to do it.
Really?
Yeah. I just did it just now, too, and it hurt.
It hurt again?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't have it.
I feel
That's
great.
All that matters.
Also, in this Stanford memo, advice by Japanese doctors, everyone should ensure your mouth and throat are moist. Never dry. Take a few sips of water every 15 minutes at least. Why? Even if the virus gets into your mouth, drinking water or other liquids will wash them down through your throat and into your stomach. Once there, your stomach acid will kill the virus.
Interesting.
Whoa. I've always tried not to swallow because I feel like that's accepting it. Like I'm, you know, taking it into my system.
What if you're just like really high and nothing you do will get that mouth back to not
what if you're what?
Not dry?
What if you're what?
Like super high. People that smoke a lot and they have like the dry
super
mouth.
Super high. Do you know what time it is with the kids list?
Oh.
So he's like, what if
I'm
super high?
I mean,
man,
I don't do that anyways, but for somebody who does.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you don't drink enough water regularly, the virus can enter your windpipe and into the lungs, and that's very dangerous. So drink water every 15 minutes, folks. So some good advice there. She says, I love your show, and I'm loving the vulgarity of the Wild Thoughts podcast.
Yes!
Be well, Caitlin Farrell. Thank you, Caitlin, for all that. What do you got, Selena?
Okay, so this weekend, it was me and my boyfriend's first weekend apart since, like, meeting each other.
Really? Was that tough?
It was different, yeah. Because, so he went back home to like visit family.
Right. And hooked up with one of the exes. Did you hear rumor of that, Graham?
No.
I was reading on the blogs, of course.
Yeah.
It's not on the blogs. He's not into that kind of stuff.
Oh.
He's a good guy.
Did you worry about that at all?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Good.
Yeah. So, but the thought of him like not being here, like I don't want to sit at home and just do nothing. Like, what do I do? Yeah. So me and my daughter, we went back home to visit our family too.
And time out. While you were visiting family, were you on the phone with your man the whole time?
No, I mean texting. You know, we text. I didn't want to bother him. I wanted let him have his time. So
did you do any FaceTiming though?
Yeah, like, we FaceTimed.
I miss you so much.
Oh, duh.
I love you.
Of course.
Okay.
I didn't want to like bother him and be annoying.
While he's
stuff.
With his ex.
He hasn't family that he hasn't seen in a really long time.
Yeah.
So I go down to Selena's. I haven't been down there since the holidays. Obviously, I don't miss the drive down there.
Yeah.
Like because I have to wait for my daughter to get out of school, like I'm not able to leave until Friday afternoon, right?
Yeah.
That is the worst time to have to leave to go anywhere because of all the traffic. It would normally take me 3 hours, maybe more, because that's like prime time afternoon traffic. But I mean, assuming everybody was just home because of the coronavirus, there was nobody on the roads.
Right.
I got down there in less than 2 hours.
You know what's most crazy is that you call it Selena's. I mean,
what?
You lived there and you don't know how to say
how
Selena's.
How do you say it?
It's Selena's.
Selena's.
It's
Selena's.
Just Selena's.
Selena's.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
No, nobody. It's Selena's.
It's not Selena's.
Selena's.
That's how I say it.
It's just Selena's.
Selena's.
Yeah,
Selena's.
There you go.
No,
right there.
Nobody says it like that.
I think everyone does. You think people say Selena's?
Selena's, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
We'll have to check on
just like
social
just like Christmas.
Media.
Oh no, yeah, that's one of your things. No. That's one of your things.
I did notice that though. Did you guys notice? San Francisco, because I live here in San Francisco, dead. There was no one out, no one doing anything. Everyone's like, I'll just stay in my home.
It was weird. Yeah, seeing nobody in traffic.
Yeah.
It was also a really interesting weekend for...
Before we move on, anyone else, did you notice any changes?
I mean, I've noticed traffic light, you know, driving in the mornings. I think traffic's lighter, you know, people coming to work. And, you know, around town, like at restaurants and stuff, we went out to eat on Friday night, and it seemed a little quiet out. I'm not going to lie.
Natasha and I were the only ones out as well. Yeah.
There was also, there's not as many drivers. There's limited drivers for deliveries.
Yes, there's notices. Like, you might not get your stuff because drivers are not driving.
Wow.
Because we have almost everything delivered.
I was thinking about that. If you're a delivery person for, like, food or whatever, I mean, I wouldn't want to work because you don't know if you're going to somebody's house where they've been put in, like, some type of quarantine situation and you're just showing up there.
I also want to stop getting stuff delivered to the house because... Who knows if that person, I mean, the people preparing it, were they coughing? Are they, they're shutting the lid and then the person bringing it to you? I'm so, when the stuff comes in, I'm burning the bag in the house. And I just start scrubbing every little dish and then I wash my hands. And then I scrub the outside of the container and then I wash my hands. And then I get the food and I wash my hands like three times before I'll eat it. And then I'm still, as I take a bite, I'm like, did they sneeze in the salad?
We just got to do a light spray of alcohol.
On the food?
Yes.
I hate the way she says alcohol. I'm sorry to be the pronunciation Nazi, but alcohol.
You don't want
to
drink some alcohol down in Salinas?
Wait, say it.
Salinas.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered on 60 Days In, they drink like rubbing alcohol.
Alcohol. Just say alcohol.
Alcohol.
Like you do.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
So I guess it's safe to... ingest.
No, it's not safe. No, I would not recommend that.
No,
it was locked up abroad.
Yeah,
and this girl goes, yeah, I just started drinking like actual alcohol that I found. And she lost her mind in there.
Yeah,
attempted an escape.
Yeah,
and she jumped over the wall and broke her in her leg snap. So
God.
You don't drink that stuff.
No, yeah, that's totally not
good
for you.
Jail abroad. Maybe.
Okay, so you're in Salinas.
So I was in Salinas, and this is also me and my daughter's first time like ever traveling somewhere with our new dog.
Oh,
it was. I mean, the car ride is what sucked because you guys know he's kind of a stinky dog. And so
are you still blaming your farts on the dog?
They're not mine. It's literally the dog was like with my daughter the entire time. She's like, oh, there's another one. We had to have the windows down the entire time going down to Salinas. It was a hell.
By the way, I looked up why your dog's farts stink.
Why?
I might share it with you someday.
Please save my life.
So first of all, the regular stuff, do you change his diet? Because if you give him anything, you can't do like table scraps and stuff.
Oh, but yeah,
if
we don't.
You change anything with his diet, it has to be so, with your breed, so super slow. If you change something in one day, that gas can last for months just from that one day change.
Yikes.
Are you pretty
It's the same food. I don't let him eat people food. It's the same food that we've been giving him since we got him. The only thing I can think of is like if we do like a treat. Which are like teeny tiny little...
That's enough to do it. The other thing is, your dog is in the group of ones that with the short snouts. Mm-hmm. They're like eating and eating with air. If you can slow down his eating, because he's going like that, and he's eating all this air.
It's so cute when he does that, though.
So that's what's causing the farts. Yeah, all kinds of... Yeah, swallowing all this air is like... going in his belly, and so when it's doing its thing, it's like
blowing
out. I
did read about
that,
and they have like slow feeding bowls. I need to get one of those.
What is that? How do they do
that? I don't remember.
They basically have like a bunch of ridges and stuff in them, so the food kind of falls into different cracks and crevices, so they can't just wolf it in one big bite. They have to kind of work their way around to get all the little kibble pieces out.
Imagine someone doing that to you.
Oh, I'd be
so mad. Your plate's got this stuff all over it. Like, God, because I'm a fast eater.
Yeah. Your fork has no prongs.
So they said, do that. Slow down the eating.
Because I looked online too. Like, was something wrong with just my dog and breathing? The breathing in too much or swallowing too much air was one of the things that came up.
That's one of the things. Changing their diet, and if you've exhausted all of that, they said try it first. Guess what? There is a medication now that they have out. Talk to your vet.
Oh,
take the medication. Take the stanky away.
Do I want to put him on farting meds?
I think it's safe.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you complained about it all the time.
Doggy Beano.
Yeah.
Wait, does he still eat his dookie?
Maybe that's why.
I know.
He eats his own dookie. The Tasha got worried. You could tell. She goes, eat his own dookie?
You know what? He does it.
I don't know if that word is.
He's a lot less interested in his and more interested if there's like a cat pile.
See, that's what it is.
And I got to like swat him away from it.
And he's breathing on it. Oh, cat dookie. Yeah, yeah. Was there anything else from your trip, though? To Salinas?
Yeah. Just really quick, just on my dog. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time I had gone out of town? I let my mom and my sister dog sit.
Yeah.
And my mom hated Bentley, our dog, because remember, he went number two on her welcome mat. And she was like, not the welcome I was hoping for.
Bienvenido.
Yeah. Well, my mom, although she won't admit it, she has fallen in love with Bentley.
Good.
Like, obsessed. Like, the whole time we're at the house, she'll talk a little trash about how his farts stink or whatever, but she won't put him down. Like, she loves him so much.
I miss him. I really do. We used to see him every day, and now we don't see him anymore.
Well, you can see him in my photo from home at thejvshow.com.
Nah.
do you think he even remembers us anymore?
No.
No,
yes.
You don't think so?
No, well, he's too busy out there eating cat dookie. He doesn't care about
who
you,
are you
Jamie.
Guys. I
Come
got
on.
Cat poop I'm dreaming of. All right, Selena, what do you got coming up here?
So over the weekend, a lot of fans expressed their concern for Post Malone after some strange behavior at recent shows. That's coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55.
All right, just a quick little 2-minute break. We come right back with trending. And let me see. Oh, and some good music. My favorite song by Harry Styles, Adore You.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Angelica Yvette checking in. Disneyland yesterday, the longest wait for a ride was only 35 minutes. Is that good?
That's hella good.
Amazing.
Yeah. What is it normally, like 6 hours per ride?
Roughly.
Longer.
Oh, I had something on the other side of the country. Where is it at? Disney World. It's packed. It's not affected whatsoever.
Maybe because I feel like Florida, they've been hit kind of late by the virus. They have maybe like one or two cases, and this just happened.
We
maybe
seem to have a lot
why.
More. Yeah, panic hasn't set in. As soon as it does, they'll be there. Panic will set in. Run! And then they leave
then
the park.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's still everybody that booked their trip to Disney World in advance. And they're like, no, we're not going to cancel now. We don't have travel insurance. We're going to lose out on all this fun. But let me know what it's like a month from now.
So many people not flying. Can I ask you a question, Graham?
Sure.
Some advice with my money? Wouldn't this be the time, obviously, people selling their stock in airlines because the report is going to come out later, you know, that things have tanked. So people are dumping their stock. Wouldn't this be the time to buy some stock in United for people like me, Selena, you? Mm-hmm. Because then later it comes back. You buy low, right? Or am I a dummy here?
Sounds smart.
Well, no, it's definitely intriguing. I think there's definitely some opportunities in the market. We just don't know, you know, how low it's going to go. They had to actually pause trading this morning on Wall Street because the market was crashing so fast and so hard that they signaled like a fail-safe thing where they paused trading for 15 minutes. Like, everybody, hey, calm down.
Whoa.
Let's not full on, because the market dropped more than 7% this morning. Huge drop.
Wow, what a trip. All right, Tara, let's get to what's trending. Selena.
Okay, and it's all brought to us by Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Make sure to follow them on Insta at Serendipity Truck SF. So fans, very concerned for Post Malone. Over the past few days, they've been very, very vocal on social media about his behavior at some recent shows, like these videos. You can see them at thejvshow.com. It would show Post Malone on stage, and he's kind of stumbling around. One video looks like he actually fell while trying to get back up from
and one
the
he looked
stage.
Possessed there was nothing in his did you see that Graham
no.
where he was like
his eyes
were completely white, there was no like eyeball color in there, and he's like
his eyes rolling to the back of his head, he's like rolling around on the stage,
and a part of the song where he would normally sing it just got I was like I had to click off the video because I thought I'd get possessed just through watching it.
And fans, same. Like, it was hard for them to watch. It was very cringy. They were like, oh no, is this drugs? We know he likes to drink, like, you know, Bud Lights, obviously, but
and before
is it more?
Before you get to that, one person was like, if this isn't a cry for help, what is? We always lose an artist, and we're like, there were no signs. Well, for God's sake, here's the signs. What are we going to do?
In plain sight.
What are we going to do about it? People were really panicked.
JV, do you have thoughts on that, by the way? Did you, after seeing the videos, did you think it was drugs, alcohol, or?
I didn't know. I was getting worried. I was like, do we need to listen to this person who just said online? What are we going to do about this? I didn't know if we needed this stage an intervention, but then I heard.
Yeah, he did come out. With a response. I'll get to that in like 1 second. Okay. For me, I kind of thought after watching the videos that it was more of like an act. Like maybe he's just really into the performance. Only because I saw a lot of different videos. I became like obsessed with watching Post Malone on stage.
Yeah.
And I saw him at different tour stops performing the same song. He's wearing different outfits. So clearly these were different days. But it's the same exact routine, that the same moment he's rolling around on the floor and getting really into it and looking really emotional. And at a show in Memphis over the weekend, he said that it's not drugs. He's the best he's ever been.
I'm not on drugs and I feel the best I've ever f***ed up in my life. And that's why I can bust my ass for these shows and fall on the floor and do all that fun But for anybody that's concerned here, I appreciate the love and the support, but I feel fantastic. And I'm not-
if you are the one girl who posted that on Twitter, my God, what are we going to do here? We're just going to sit by watching this. Do you quietly go back and delete that tweet?
JV, I think it was one of those tweets. It was one of the tweets. You know, the blogs are posting all the same posts. Yeah. One of them talking about a cry for help.
Yeah.
I went to go find it to get it posted
it's
onto
gone?
Our page. It's deleted.
I mean, is this the best he's ever felt in his life? He's drinking 50 Bud Lights a day. Like,
for him, yeah.
He probably feels good on stage.
Well, if you're buzzed all the time, yeah. The best I've ever felt.
I'd be a little, I'd still be slightly worried about the guy's health.
By the way, someone said, oh man, I'm really worried. Post Malone coming to the Bay Area. I know it's going to get canceled at Chase. Do we have word on that?
Not yet. Not from
Post. We don't know if it's been canceled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Justin Bieber is downsizing his tour, though. So his tour that he's about to kick off, it's a whole stadium tour. So thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Like, he's coming to Levi's here when it comes to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Well, in other markets, he is downsizing to, like, arena-sized shows. Like, in cities like Nashville, Columbus, Detroit, Cleveland. So, poor ticket sales. Yeah, but they're blaming it on the coronavirus.
You can't, because you listed off places where the coronavirus is not there yet.
True. Well, what they're saying, I'm going to read this right here. It says that 3 days after Justin announced his tour, that's when coronavirus fears really blossomed and ticket sales, although hugely successful, slowed down in those smaller markets. That's what they're saying. That's their excuse. I'm not buying it 100%.
Yeah, because like, look, we have a lot of cases here in California, and Steph came back and people were like, they packed the place.
Yeah.
I think if Post Malone does four straight shows, they're going at Chase Center. So I don't know.
It could be an element of it. It certainly could be a factor in the slowdown. Whether
for
or not
five
the,
people.
Whether or not it's the main factor,
I don't
not sure.
see it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I do either. Graham, what do you got?
All right, the Grand Princess cruise ship scheduled to dock today in Oakland. The ship's been anchored off the coast here while sick passengers were tested for the coronavirus. After passengers who were on a previous cruise on that same boat, they tested positive for it. Well, on Friday, it was announced that at least 21 people currently on board, they tested positive for it, mostly crew members. By the way, lots of people on board the ship were really upset that they found out about it while they were watching the news, and Vice President Mike Pence gave them an update on it before the captain of the ship
Are
had even
serious?
Given them an update on it. So
yes, that's how they found
so
out.
Mad.
Yes, so a lot of people are upset about that. Well, following the test results, federal and state officials, they had to scramble then to come up with a plan for what they wanted to do with the rest of the close to 3,500 people on board. So now the plan is bring the boat into Oakland at a sealed off location, because it's one of the few ports that can take a boat that's 950 feet long, and transfer everybody to mandatory quarantine centers at Travis Air Force Base and a couple other military bases around the country, where they will get to spend the next 2 weeks. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel advisory for all U.S. citizens saying not to travel by cruise ship.
Do you have an answer for this? A lot of people are like, that boat left out of San Francisco. Let it dock back there. Why are you bringing it to us in Oakland? It was a little bit of a Bay Area dispute. People in San Francisco are like, whew, okay, yes, send it to Oakland. Oakland was mad.
They said that the port in Oakland is easier to seal off and keep people away from. Where the cruise ships dock, you know, in San Francisco is a lot more public area. They can basically seal off the entire area in Oakland where the boat's going to be brought in.
Hmm, sounds suspicious.
That makes more sense. If I was on that ship and it's docking in San Francisco and I can escape, I'm going to run. Yeah. I don't want to be quarantined somewhere.
One other thing, people thought this is not right to trap everyone on there. If you have some people that are positive, like let some people test negative and leave now to go to other spaces. Why are you leaving them on the ship that's an incubator for this? It's not fair.
Yeah, they definitely saw what happened in Japan with the Diamond Princess cruise ship there where, you know, one guy tested positive for it and then 700 people got it. Mm-hmm. So leaving him on the boat didn't seem like an option.
I don't know if I'm locked on that boat.
Too. I know.
Two people had it, then now 20 and I'm stuck on here.
And I don't know how fast they can expedite all the tests for all 3,500 people on board and maybe that just go, you know what, easiest thing to do is just quarantine everybody while we test everybody.
It's a nightmare.
All right, KYLD, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. We are Wild 94.9. Before we play Dua Lipa here, can I get a chef on, please? Like, this is what you do. You're a chef at a restaurant. I just have some questions. Lady Gaga was in San Francisco eating at a restaurant, and as I'm going through the article, there's a lot I don't understand. 888-333-9490. Here's Dua Lipa.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God, let me choke first. Hold on.
Oh, Corona.
Oh, no. I keep going to the next studio.
Yeah.
And taking like a bite of my little snack.
Acting like you're not infected. It's like
I'm
a zombie
not
movie.
Infected. I'm not infected.
In the next room, like reading a book, sweating.
I'm just reading a book. I'm fine.
What I was going to say though is that was Dua Lipa on Wild 94.9. And Dua fans, she's going to be on SNL on the 28th as the musical guest.
I never watch SNL. I would for Dua Lipa. Let's go to Rick. You're a chef?
It's 15 years in the restaurant industry. Perfect. Started as a chef, worked my way up, but
perfect
about food.
All right, so hang with me through this article. Michelin star San Francisco chef Dominique Crenn posted an image on Instagram Saturday posing with Lady Gaga in her kitchen. Michelin star, that's a big deal, right? Once you got a Michelin star, you can make major money. Am I right?
Yeah, That's the gold standard that all chefs try to go for.
Okay. Can some of these chefs make over $1 million? What kind of money are we talking once you get a Michelin star?
Well, it really depends on how many locations they have, but you can definitely make some pretty darn good money once you hit that Michelin star because then you got the notoriety you can cash in on.
By the way, she has three restaurants under her name in San Francisco. And it's actually 3-star Michelin.
Whoa.
So
Dominique Crenn is amazing.
Oh, you know of her. Would it be amazing for you to take a photo with her? Or do you like, you know, look up to her like, man, that'd be cool?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, so in the photo, the two women, they have their arms wrapped around one another. Crenn has a look of disbelief that Gaga is there in the photo. Here's what we've learned. Gaga ate off the bar's a la carte menu on Friday night. It's going to get tough for me, and this is why we have you on, Rick. She enjoyed a caviar service with potato. Why would anyone ever do caviar and potato? That's disgusting.
Or just caviar.
Thank you.
It might have been a potato Bellini.
What's
Bellini's
that?
Bellini's like it's a savory pancake.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
She had a pearl onion. What is that?
Those little baby onions, those little small ones that you see in martinis, but when you cook them down, they have a lot of sugar content, so they caramelize really nicely.
Oh, man, I'm glad we got Rick on here. She also had a Beurre Blanc.
As he's trying to say
Beurre Blanc. What's a Beurre Blanc?
So it's actually Beurre Blanc.
Oh, Beurre Blanc. That's what I said.
Beurre Blanc, which is, Beurre means butter, Blanc means white. So it's basically a white butter sauce. So it's usually made with like white wine, lemon juice, capers, and it's reduced down. So it's really good. It goes really good on chicken, fish, things like that.
That sounds good. She also ordered the poisson cru.
That was good. That sounds legit. That was so good.
Or is it a POI? S-S-O-N, crew, C-R-U. It says it's a compache crudo with picked vegetables.
Yeah, so basically a fancy way of saying sushi.
Oh, it's sushi. Sushi. Okay.
Yeah, crudo is basically raw fish that's usually brushed with some sort of like a sauce, like a like a vinaigrette or like even a soy glaze or something like that.
Oh, man.
And the hamachi is a type of tuna.
You know, I went to a fancy restaurant with my wife, and Selena goes, "What's on the plate?" I go, "I have no idea." And she goes, "Well, why didn't you ask?" Because I feel stupid asking. But see, if I would ask you, now this all sounds really good. Should I ask? Because I'm embarrassed that I don't know what any of this means.
No, man, you should always ask. I mean, okay. you gotta expand your palate, and there's a lot of great food out there. Don't be afraid to try it.
Okay, so Lady Gaga also had the Vol au Vent aux Legumes.
That's where I'm out.
What's Vol au Vent aux Legumes?
So legume is beans. I'm not quite sure what the rest of it is, but...
It says in parentheses, like sort of a puffed pastry filled with vegetables and celeriac puree.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Legume is like a beans or, you know, like things like that. So that makes sense.
This goes on to say, this might be interesting for people. Lady Gaga is 33. Why would she be here in San Francisco? She's dating San Francisco tech investor Michael Polanski. So we might be seeing Gaga around a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
And then it goes on to talk about Kren, who you know about, the first female recipient of 3 Michelin stars. What is it do you think that she's doing that's gotten her the stars? Like, why not you? I mean, you know what you're doing. Like, can someone be that talented with food where it's like, oh my God, it's just insane?
Yeah, so to get Michelin stars, you have to be on top of your game for everything. And it's not just the food. It's how you narrate a story through the food. It's the service. It's the ambiance. It's your wine list. So, you know, there you can get a maximum of 3 Michelin stars. And if you have 3 Michelin stars in one location, you are firing on all cylinders.
Wow. And that's this woman. So, by the way, it says a prefixed menu. I don't know. Selena, do you like this? We're just walking in. Automatically, it's going to cost you $225 just from the beginning, and you don't order anything. They'll tell you what you're going to eat. Do you like that?
If it's a fancy restaurant, then yes, because I don't want to go to a fancy restaurant. If it's up to me, I'm looking for chicken tenders.
I didn't notice the chicken strips on your...
Exactly.
Oh, they're right below the vovavavavav legumes.
Rick, it says here that her restaurant has been included in the top 50 restaurants of the world.
Whoa.
But I've noticed a lot more restaurants in San Francisco are doing that. They don't hand you a menu. You just go in and we'll feed you. Were you aware of this? Because I didn't know. I recently took Natasha out twice and I'm like, oh, I don't even order. You guys just bring me the food. Has this been going on a while?
Yeah, you know, if you're going to a higher-end spot, chefs are always looking to work with the freshest, local, high-quality ingredients. So yeah. They don't want, like, you know, if you think about, like, a chain restaurant, right, their thing is consistency because they have 500 locations across the country, so they have to cook the same thing. Yeah. With these chefs, you know, they're going to try to provide you the best quality food. And you know, they're really good about, at least in my experience, asking people, hey, are you allergic to something?
Yeah, they ask.
Is there something
questions.
You absolutely cannot have?
Right.
And they try to tailor it as much as they can.
Yeah, they did say that. You know, do you want Wagyu beef? And I don't know. Sure. Are you allergic to anything? Rick, can you hang on here? I would like to get your number.
Yeah.
It's been great talking to you. This was very informative.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Hang on there one quick second. Yeah, I'm leading on photos from home. Graham and Selena did ask, what's that on your plate? I have no idea. And the portions are so dinky. But by the end, I was filled. I've done this twice recently, and it's the best tasting stuff.
Yeah.
I save up, everyone. Once in a while, go to a restaurant in San Francisco that's in the like top 10, where your mouth is just watering throughout the entire experience. I'm going to take you, Selena. I'm going to take you and your man on a date. Let's do it.
You're going to take my man on a date?
You and your man, Natasha and I.
I'm down. But I always feel so out of place at like fancy places.
I do too. Because it's not who we are and it's not how we grew up. But you just fake it, man. Just act all bougie.
Some of the times when it bugs me when the portions are those little tiny things and they do explain to you what it is. Like this is a duck confit finished with a blah, and the explanation goes on for like, you know, a couple sentences.
Longer than
and
your 2
bites. It
takes
me one bite to eat it. It's like, I didn't need to know the 10 ways this thing was prepared. Just tell me what it is.
Yeah.
Baseline.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oops.
Susie says, JV, I love your pick. I voted for you. And then I wrote her back, S-U-Z-I-E, just thinking that's how you do it. I check her name again. It's not. It's S-U-S-I-E.
Oh, wow.
Do I go
so
back and change that or just leave it? Just leave it, right? So she can get mad like, God, why do people do that?
Sorry, Suze.
Anyway, thanks for the vote. Photos from home. How are we doing, Selena?
I'm still not doing too good, guys. I'm in third place with 17% of the votes.
Okay, but you came up 2%
points. I did. You're right. Okay, Graham, you're in second place with 31% of the votes. It's a very adorable photo of your daughter eating solid food for the very first time. And JV, you and Natasha went out on a steamy dinner date.
Yeah.
She's looking all fine and stuff.
So am I. Yeah, right.
Yeah. 52% of the votes. You're in first place still.
Let's go.
Killing it.
Nice. I combined two things that I don't normally say. Let's go. Is up at it.
Love it.
Are you a super dad? We'd like to hear from you. You know, we talk to Selena all the time about being a mom and what that's like. And then moms give us a call and they're like, oh man, I go through this and I go through that. We never just stop to talk to the dads. So if you are a super dad, this is your chance. Give us a call. Like, what are you going through to make it all happen? We'd actually like to hear about your schedule. Graham, we're going to get to you as well in just a second. Okay. Let me read this email. By the way, it's 888-333-9490. Subject line, the Rona. JV Show, love your show. Me and my eight-month-old daughter listen every morning. Thank you. Start them early. We're going to be at home today because one of the teachers at her school had the Rona, and they closed the whole... Do you think it's eight-year-old daughter? Because do you take an eight-month to school?
You can take an eight-month to daycare, yes.
Oh. We'll be at home today because one of the teachers at her school had the Rona, and they closed the whole school down to clean, and I guess we're going to be updated when it's okay to go back? I kind of feel like we already had our share of the Rona. I had a bad cough, thick mucus, and a fever last month, and now me and the baby are okay. We developed our own immunity the old-fashioned way. But daycare sent a long email about how the school is closed today until further notice. Plus, they're sending me a monthly daycare bill of $2,017.
No.
Ooh. Ouch.
That's from Lakeisha Thomas. Lakeisha, I'm with you. I think I might have had it. And I think a whole lot of people out there had it, thought they had the flu. Many people have said, I went to go get tested, and they said, I did not have the flu, and I don't have such and such. Well, damn it, I had something really, really bad. I think it's been out there. But do you guys have thoughts on the school system? I don't know what's best. I'm not a parent.
Like, what if all the schools closing and stuff, what if that's, like, not even necessary?
Yeah.
Maybe they know that, but it's just to ease people's fears. Because it makes you feel like, oh, they're doing something about it, you know? Yeah. Although I don't think it's going to do anything because you can still get it a million other ways from everywhere.
Yeah. I go back and forth because I feel like the more we're not, you know, a whole lot of people in public places and stuff like that, maybe it'll slow it down. But yeah. I hear what Lakeisha's saying. Like, these are things that we're going to have to process and build an immunity to. Probably not going. What we've heard, it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, it's incredibly frustrating when, yeah, you still get charged the full price from your daycare, even when they're not working. But yeah, I mean, I would assume kids not, you know, kids touch everything and then touch each other.
It
definitely would help the spread.
I don't like the way you said that last thing, kids touching each other.
Phrasing.
Let's go to Phil. Good morning.
Good morning, JV, Graham, Natasha, Selena. What's up?
Hi.
Good
morning.
So are you a super dad?
Well, before I even called, I asked my wife. She's next to me. I was like, hey, do you consider me a super dad? And she was like, yeah.
Ah,
I was like, I got to get permission to call first.
Yeah, of course. All right. So what do you do to make it all happen? What's your life like?
Well, you know what? Actually, JV, Natasha, I met you guys a few months ago at the airport. You're picking up Natasha's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So basically what it is like, you know, I think what my wife feels I'm a super dad because with all pretty much the majority of the home chores, the laundry, washing the bathroom, folding laundry, drying, whatever. I pretty much handle all that.
Good.
On my days off, I'm like the personal Uber. I pick up, drop off everyone to school, daycare, work. And then from then on, I go home and whatever I need to do, finish up with the chores. And then after that, have a quick bite to eat. Then drive out and go pick up my son from school, help him with his homework, give him an early bath. Then I go pick up my my daughter, bring her home. You know, make sure she's taken care of with my, my in-laws. Then I go and pick up my wife and bring her home. So I'm pretty much constantly on the go.
Good. Good for you.
I love that.
And Phil works a tough job. It's a hard job, like a lot of hours. So you get your butt home and you're still doing whatever it takes for your kids and your wife. I know it's, there's probably a lot of ladies going, oh, yeah, that's just what we're supposed to do. But I think for the longest time, guys weren't pitching in. Hey, I work hard. You handle the rest. So I like to hear super dads doing this stuff.
I do, too.
We're about to get to you, Graham. Hang in there 1 second. Richard, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, are you a super dad? Are you making it all happen?
Oh, super dad here. Yeah, okay. Just driving down the hill here, dropping the kids off at school.
Okay. And what are all of your or some of your responsibilities?
Oh, my gosh. Goodness gracious. Got to wake up every morning, get all the food ready for all the kids. Got 3 kids to take care of, get them up to school. You know, they all happen to get out of school at different times. So going up and down, you got to time everything just right. And then once you're all done with all the school, you got to get them over to the park. Got to get a nice little hour of playtime. Okay. After playtime, you got to get food in their tummy, brush their teeth, get ready for a shower and sleep. And don't forget the homework in there, too.
Good. Did you volunteer this, Richard, or were you handed these duties? Were you happy to do it? Like, how did this come about that you're getting them ready and then picking them up and doing homework?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. And, you know, I'm so happy and very lucky to have my own business where I can kind of do all this throughout the whole entire day, spend time with all the kids, get to go on all the field trips and do all the things like that, which is really hard for fathers to do.
Yeah.
And then I get to go and go to my shop and work all night and bust hours so I can get some food on the table there too.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice to talk to you, Richard.
Nothing,
we got a lot of dads on here, but go ahead.
I was gonna say, nothing makes me happier than hearing about dads like being so involved in their kids' lives. I think it's so awesome.
For sure.
There's dads that don't do anything.
Yeah. I say this, you've heard me say it a million times, but I say it every opportunity that I have. Natasha and her sisters have gone through so much hell because they had a dad that just wasn't there. Dads, please be present. It will change their entire lives. Graham, you're a super dad, yeah?
Of course I'm a super dad, just based solely on the fact that this weekend I handled the great diaper disaster of 2020 single-handedly all myself.
The great diaper disaster of 2020.
It was the worst one I've ever been faced with, and I didn't even break a sweat. We started giving our little daughter, baby Quinn, she's 6 months, we started giving her solid foods, you know, made her some sweet potato puree, some smashed up avocados, you know, a little breast milk in there, a little baby breastfeeding guacamole, if you will. And once you start feeding babies solid food, you know, things change on the other end, on the diaper end.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to change one of the diapers and, you know, there was a number 2 in there. Okay, let's wipe that up. Let's clean it, get the new diaper on. Right as I'm about to close up that new diaper, well, here comes another one. Okay. All right, let's start that process over again. Grab the new diaper, wipe, get it ready. New diaper's there. About to close that one up. Okay, here comes another one.
No. Well,
do you laugh as this is happening or are you like, come on?
Well,
with the multiple doo-doos.
The first couple is kind of funny, but by the time we hit 7, I was like, this is not possible. This is not possible. But you know what? Again, super dad here handled it. No big issue.
There wasn't even 1 second where you thought about calling your wife for another helping hand.
Well, I thought about it, of course, because I have a super wife. You know, that
are you guys
helps.
Evenly split? You and your wife?
I think I think we are. She does mornings with them because I'm obviously not there, and I do afternoon pickups and then afternoon, you know, into evening with them while she's coming home from work. So I think we share a bunch. Share pretty even split, you know, as far as a lot of that stuff. She does do more of the cooking, and I'll give her so much props and credit for that.
Cool. All right, so that's the good guys, the dads. This is bad guy, Billie Eilish, Wild 94.9. Hottest
things. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Sorry.
Someone was running into the studio.
Today's Hottest Trending is all sponsored by Squeeze.com Juice Cleanses. Order yours today. So Selena Gomez just addressed the fact that some people think she is a bad singer. Oh, I never said that. Have you, JV?
I'm a huge Selena Gomez fan.
Okay, I don't remember you saying that. I remember we had a listener tweet us that said she thought she was a bad singer. I love Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Well, was there more than one?
Well, I mean,
we did play some audio on the air, and we wondered, is it possible that they can make anyone sound great in studio, and then that person thinks they sound that great, and then they go out onto a stage and then get a dose of reality.
Okay, so what had happened during the AMA's
small
performance,
little dose. You're referencing. Here's a teaspoon for you.
But she had a panic attack before that performance,
right.
Remember? So that's
and
why.
And a small dose.
So Selena Gomez, she went on, you know, only the hottest daytime TV talk show. the Kelly Clarkson show, duh. And she talked about that performance and the panic attack that she had. You know, it didn't go too well. People were trashing her ability, you know, to sing. And then she got into this new album, why she wanted it to be so great.
I've constantly been trying to make my music better and better because, you know, I know that people may not think I'm the greatest singer, but I just worked my ass off, and I really love writing and creating melodies and growing, and I felt like this was my chance to say all the things that I wanted to say in that way, which was talking about relationships and talking about difficult times or being vulnerable or being stuck in your head, because, you know, I can do that a lot. And but I wanted it to feel good. You know, I wanted it to feel like every word mattered and you could feel it.
They show Kelly Clarkson's face as Selena's talking about doubting herself and her skills. And Kelly, I really liked her response. I didn't get to it, but she really came back like, Selena, like, you are talented. Like, don't ever say these negative things about yourself, or don't let fans get to you. They might say whatever they want to say, but singing or music is so much more than that, because you are a writer. Right. You're doing all these other things.
True. I was shocked. I told you that there's lists out there of the worst singers, like J-Lo's on there and Selena Gomez is on there. And then the people in their blog are like, if you pay attention, they can't actually sing. It's only when they do it live. Although I think J-Lo proved everyone wrong recently. Or did she?
Oh, yeah, the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
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 I don't remember her singing at all. I remember
neither,
her dancing.
I was some of the strongest lip syncing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, no, but I really didn't get both of those names on there. I mean, there's some other people you could put up before that.
Yeah, true. So Pete Davidson was not on SNL this weekend. So this is very interesting. A couple weeks back, he did that interview with Charlamagne, and he criticized all his other SNL co-stars about how they use him for a punchline, and he's always being made fun of, and he doesn't feel like he's ever in on the joke, that he feels attacked. He's even said that he's had conversations about leaving SNL. He said that, you know, he thinks he should be done with it, but obviously he didn't make an official decision or anything. So last weekend, we talked about this. He did the show, but skipped the after party. This weekend, he wasn't on the show altogether.
I would have been surprised if he was on there. Have you seen his special that had just been released?
The Netflix one? I haven't watched it yet.
He rips his co-stars and Lorne Michaels. I'm like, oh my God, are you planning on going back? Because to me, you are done. The things you say and the way you're saying it, there's no way you're going back.
You think he got fired?
I mean, either that or a little message like, you really think you're going to come back like that? Or maybe he realized himself like, oh, now I got to go face these people after all this stuff I said.
Just quit.
I think he was on his chest and he's on the stage and he just let it all out. But it was like, they just released it.
Yeah, I don't think you can rip on Lorne Michaels and then be like, hey, I'm showing up for work the next day. I think he probably gave him a call and was like, hey, you can take a time out for a little while.
Right. He's basically calling Lauren stupid. So then Lauren said this and I'm like, yes, stupid.
Wow.
Like, oh, oof. Okay.
That sucks. If I was him, I would just quit then.
Yeah.
Don't even bother trying.
Right.
Okay, do you guys remember when I told you about Hype House?
It's
like that rental mansion in LA for YouTubers and TikTokers that go and
influencers live in a house.
They live there. They create content every single day with one another.
I told you I would love, if I was young, I would love to be picked to do that. Wouldn't you if you're young?
It sounds so fun. Yeah. It does.
It does.
So apparently, like, this house model is the new thing because Rihanna just unveiled her Fenty Beauty TikTok house.
Wow.
There's a pool and, of course, like, giant windows for natural light to come in for beauty videos. And there's mirrors and different, like, stations set up for these influencers. I don't know when people are going to be moving in, but she had, like, a launch party.
Imagine that. You get to live at Rihanna's
Fenty
Beauty house.
For TikTok. That's so cool.
Times have really changed. You think like our grandparents, you know, they were fighting on the beaches in Normandy in World War II, and you showed them a picture like, here's a TikTok makeup house. They'd be like, what are you guys doing?
Well, Boomer, that's the way it's going.
I know.
I bet they're told, look, you know, go do your thing, have fun, but you better mention Fenty Beauty.
Oh, it's all going to be about Fenty Beauty. I think she might even have like a squad there to make her, I guess, to assist in the content that's going to be created for TikTok.
All right, Graham, what do you got?
All right, little update on the Grand Princess cruise ship. That's the one that's been waiting off the coast of San Francisco with passengers and crew that have been confirmed to have the coronavirus. Well, the ship is scheduled to arrive at noon today into the Port of Oakland. If you want to go get your signs, you know, welcome home and be there with some fanfare to welcome them. Yeah. From there, the 3,500 some odd passengers and crew will be taken to a mandatory 2-week quarantine at either nearby Travis Air Force Base or one of another couple military bases throughout the country. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff wants to calm everyone's concerns about, you know, bringing the ship here to Oakland. And she said the entire process of getting everyone off the boat and transferred will happen with the utmost emphasis on public safety. Meanwhile, you know, a little update on the coronavirus nationwide. There are currently 554 confirmed cases in the United States and 21 deaths.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Let's get our winner. Wild 94.9. Who is this?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Martha,
you're the winner, caller number 94.
Yay!
Yes, you got a 4-pack of these. So, Oakland Panthers, they're a part of this newest indoor football league, and the Panthers are co-owned by Marshawn Lynch, so this is very cool.
Oh, I love Marshawn.
Yes, me too. All right, enjoy. That's this weekend, right, Selena?
Yeah, it kicks off on Saturday. By the way, tickets start at just $15. You just go to oakland-panthers.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.